right, when he's not busy trotting the boards.
I think it's treading, but
you trot. I've seen some of your
stuff.
You
gave it a whirl.
More of a gallop.
Yeah.
It's really more of a gallop, actually. Yeah.
He's got a certain...
A lot of prancing, too.
Certain equine quality.
I draw the line. Prancing.
There's a little prancing.
He also spends some time in dark movie theaters so that we don't have to. He's Mike Schultz, entertainment editor of the River City's Reader.
Yeah.
I guess, well, now you're just, are you just movie critic now?
Well, just movie critic.
Was it a demotion?
No, not at all. No, it's just freed up a lot of time in my life.
So are you the entertainment editor
or not? The theater review stuff, I mean, that was literally evenings and weekends. Right. I mean, so that didn't fall under my 40-hour
purview
at all.
No, you can't just go whenever you want to.
Exactly. So it just kind of opened up.
Is it still entertainment editor, though?
Still entertainment
editor.
What is
your title?
Still reviewing arts editor and calendar editor.
All right.
The calendar editor is what takes over most of my life. Yeah, that's about 30 hours a week just for entering database stuff. So,
well, he joins us here to talk about the movies that he's seen. And boy, Mark, where do we start?
Let's start with The Lovely Bones, just to get it out of the way.
Yeah.
The Peter Jackson adaptation.
Yeah.
What a piece of crap.
Really?
That's one of the worst movies I've seen in ages.
Really?
How heartbreaking. Peter Jackson, what were you thinking with this thing?
Really?
It's terrible.
This is about the girl that is killed, and then she's trying to...
She's brutally raped and murdered, and then her ghost helps solve the mystery,
The ghost doesn't, though. I thought so, too. I thought the ghost kind of, you know, helped drop clues. No, she just kind of hangs out and watches as Stanley Tucci,
so she's not all that interested either.
Not so much. She just kind of looks on with a sense of vague curiosity, like, what's going on? While she dances in heaven and has costume changes. It's very strange.
Yeah.
But you've got Stanley Tucci playing the killer and rapist, you know.
Yeah.
And anybody within a 50-block radius would know that this is the killer. I mean, he comes on, he's got this horrible comb over, and he's like, "Oh, howdy, little girl. Why don't you come over to my fort in the ground and see what's going on?"
Fort in the ground?
Like, he's got a big fort in underground that he lures children to and then does bad things to them.
Yeah.
But it's like, really?
But
no one's noticing?
Authorities can't figure it out.
Michael Imperioli, who you'd think would be smart from all those years on The Sopranos, and just kind of interrogates him for about 5 minutes, doesn't notice that this is the creepiest ever seen in your life.
You got a fort in the ground? Yeah. I think that's pretty cool.
Me too.
Let's go
build forts when I was a kid. What the hell?
Drink some Patron.
Horrible dialogue, terrible acting by really good actors. Mm. Wow,
just
it's
bad.
A shame.
Yeah. Okay.
Needs to go. I like The Book of Eli, though, quite a bit. The Denzel Washington apocalyptic thriller.
Now,
I
want to ask
time.
You something, and let's be careful not to give anything away here.
Yes, absolutely.
This, again, is another movie made by the Hughes brothers, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Who haven't done anything in
first one in 9 years.
Okay.
From Hell, I think, was the last one.
Here's what bothers me. Don't tell me there's a twist or a surprise, because it's going to ruin the movie for me. I'm going to sit and try and figure out what the twist and surprise is.
Okay.
The twist and surprise. Now, I happen to know what it is.
Uh-huh.
Did you buy it?
No.
Okay.
I did not.
But you still like the movie?
Yeah, yeah. It fell apart for me in the last 10 minutes, but I went, yeah. It makes you rethink things and make you go, wait a minute. Hold on.
It's
one of those twist endings.
How would that be possible if?
The movie lies to us. We're not going to get into what happens, but it lies to you.
But you still like the movie?
It's a lot of fun until it becomes a train wreck in the last reel, yeah. Mm-hmm. It's shot really well. It's ridiculous, but it's a good time. It's fun. Yeah, I had a good time.
So you like it up to the last 20 minutes?
Even the last 10 minutes.
Yeah.
It's got a lot of great little scenes and action, set pieces. It's cool.
All right.
Were those the only two then?
No, I saw one more, but it's already gone. I saw Nicolas Cage in Bad Lieutenant, Port of Call, New Orleans.
Yeah, you were kind of excited about this.
I was a little excited. I was curious as hell. It was fantastic fun. He just played a drugged out nut job cop who is... He's the loosest of cannons.
Now, is it the same character that Harvey Keitel played, or is it just another Bad Lieutenant?
It's by Werner Herzog, who says he's never seen the original, which I never believe when people say that. Oh, I'm doing a remake of a movie I've never seen. Yeah. Whatever.
Well, you would think you'd want to watch it just to make sure you don't do the same thing.
So you're not going to get sued for plagiarism or something. Yeah. But so it's not really a remake. It's not really a sequel. It just steals the title.
Uh-huh.
But it's the same basic idea. It's a bad lieutenant, like Billy Bob's a bad Santa.
Yeah,
this guy's a bad lieutenant. Yeah, it's but it's a lot of fun. It's Nicolas Cage doing his crazy ass Nicolas Cage thing, but
gone already,
but
huh?
For a good reason. Yeah, already gone.
So
it's too bad.
Am I to believe that you didn't see Jackie Chan in The Spy Next Door?
I somehow managed to blow that off. I'm doing pretty well this year. I blew that off and the Amy Adams Leap Year romance.
You got Tooth Fairy coming up.
I do have the Tooth Fairy today.
We'll get to that, but first let's start with the Harrison Ford movie. It's called Extraordinary Measures. Harrison Ford stars in the true story of a scientist who partners with a couple to develop a cure for a rare disease that's killing their children. Here's a clip from the movie.
I can't save your kid's life!
I'm going to save the kids for you and your wife! Here's a clip from Extraordinary Measures.
You and me are going into business together, Jersey. Excuse me. I'm tired of begging breadcrumbs from the university and giving them the patents to my ideas. They don't value my work. You do. Which is why I'm setting up my own shop. Figure any dude in a business suit can help me raise venture capital and run the company, but who's going to be half as motivated as a dad who's trying to save his own kids?
So
I can promise you longer hours, less money, lousy working conditions, plus when we raise the money, you're going to have to relocate to Nebraska. Oh, and with the right business plan, I can also promise you working enzyme for Pompe disease. I can't cure your kids, you know that. They're always going to be in wheelchairs, but I think I can save their lives.
They've got Dr. Bombay disease?
It's a real syndrome. This is a real story. It's called Pompe syndrome, I believe.
Oh, Pompe.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
I had heard nothing about this movie at all until, like, yesterday when I saw what I was trying to figure out what was opening today. Never heard of it.
This sounds like a good time.
Yeah, right? Remember Lorenzo's Oil? This sounds exactly like Lorenzo's Oil.
And that was a real story, too, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Also opening today in Quad City Theaters, we have a movie Darren's been very excited about for some time, Legion. A group of strangers in a desert. They're in a diner, and they must defend themselves against a legion of angels sent by God to bring on
the
apocalypse.
Your baby's gonna die.
That baby's gonna burn.
That baby's gonna burn. Excuse me? I said.
In this movie, in this clip,
she climbs the walls.
Michael, the archangel, explains what exactly is going on, which is very helpful.
The last time God lost faith in man, he sent a flood. This time he sent what you see outside.
Are you saying this is the apocalypse?
I'm saying this is an extermination. Those things outside are just vessels. They're possessed. The weakest willed are the easiest to turn.
Possessed by what? Demons?
No. No. By angels.
That's kind of a unique twist.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I kind of like that. I'm on board. Looks fun.
The creepy monsters are, in fact, angels sent by God who wants to kill us all.
I kind of like it.
Yeah.
All right.
And that woman's climbing the ceiling.
Yeah, the grandmother. Have you seen any clips?
No,
of course
I haven't.
You haven't seen any of these clips?
No, absolutely not.
There's a grandmother in the movie who climbs the ceiling, and it's Darren's favorite cinematic moment in years.
Oh, okay. I'm excited.
We're going to have to wait for your review to see if it's worth investing all of our hard-earned money in, but...
Is it like that moment in Exorcist 3 where that crazy lady climbs the ceiling in the hospital? Do you remember that by any chance? Am I the only one who remembers Exorcist 3? Probably.
That one, no.
Okay.
I didn't know they made a third one.
Yeah.
To be honest with you.
Yeah, forget it.
Was it in 3D?
No. But that would have been kind of fun.
Should have been. Finally, we've got Tooth Fairy. Dwayne Johnson is a pro hockey player nicknamed the Tooth Fairy. Oh.
Right.
Who is.
Already?
Who is. Ordered to 1 week's hard labor as the real Tooth Fairy.
Because he's knocking out everyone's teeth?
Yes.
You know what a tough job it is to be the Tooth Fairy. Stop knocking out people's teeth.
Yeah. Just don't do that anymore.
Yeah, but the thing is, he's not knocking out little kids' teeth.
No, hockey players.
Full adults don't put teeth under their pillows, do they? So there's a hole in the premise.
Yeah. Well, no.
Just one? That's the one you pick?
That's the one I pick.
Here's a clip. Here's a clip. Darren, if you could just suspend your disbelief for 20 seconds.
I'd have a tough time as a producer spending money on this because of that particular problem.
Here's a clip from the Tooth Fairy in Quad City Theaters as of today.
I can see it's real. Fairies do exist.
It's too late. Your sentence begins tomorrow.
No. There's got to be a way to postpone this, like jury duty. I'm sure up here you have fairy duty or whatever it is you have up here. I've got a coach who's breathing down my neck. Who is your supervisor? Who's above you? Gandhi? Who do I talk to? Because I want to file a complaint.
Well, that's kind of funny. What voice is he doing?
I like the idea of Gandhi being in charge of the Tooth Fairies.
That made me laugh. Wow, what a surprise.
What voice is he doing?
I think he's trying to imitate Julie Andrews there.
I think he was doing it. He's got quite a little lilt in his...
Well, yeah, he's making fun of Julie Andrews.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, I'm not hating this as much as I was before I got here.
That is the rare clip
that
actually kind of makes you want to see the movie.
Yeah.
Generally, we play the clip. The three of us sit here and we roll our eyes.
Yeah.
That wasn't bad.
Well, I tell you what, I'd rather go to Tooth Fairy than that Extraordinary Measures.
Well, that's true.
Right?
That's true.
All of a sudden.
You've got those three to choose from.
Okay.
In Quad City Theaters.
I'll catch all of them, actually.
What was the other one?
Legion.
The one you're dying for.
Right, yeah.
The one you don't have a problem with the premise.
No.
Yeah, right. That one's okay.
Right. A grandmother climbing the walls because she's...
Not only the walls, the ceiling.
The ceiling. That you're on board with.
I haven't seen anyone do that since Bobby Goulet.
Mike Schultz now has to go see movies.
I do.
And again,
good luck. And hey, good luck with the continuing run of your
play. I appreciate that. I hope you guys get to come. Yeah, absolutely. It's a good one.
Well, check out, when is the matinee? 3 o'clock?
3 o'clock.
That's on Sunday.
Yeah.
Works out. We can bring pie, though.
Bring pie.
Yeah, okay.
As long as you're sharing.
He's Mike Schultz from the River Cities Reader. We're Dave and Darren, and this is Rock 104.9.